Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Of course, the news over the weekend of the escape from Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, where two murderers, convicted murderers, have escaped, and at this point, whereabouts unknown. Lots of questioning going on in the village of Dannemora and near lockdown this morning, but just a case that has captured the attention of not only those of us in the region, but around the country.
That's for sure. We have our reporter, Keisha Kluke, who's been up in Dannemora since the weekend reporting, working with Brendan Lyons, our investigations editor, and they're giving a little more insight today into the circumstances before this stunning escape. They're reporting that the two inmates who did escape from the maximum security Clinton Correctional Facility were being housed in an honor block and had status that gave them more liberties, including the ability to cook and visit other inmates at times at their cells. And this is all according to a person who was briefed on the matter. These looser restrictions afforded to the more trusted inmates on the honor block tier may have been a factor in the meticulous escape. And this is a plan by 48-year-old Richard Matt and 34-year-old David Sweat, who used power tools to cut holes in the backs of their adjacent cells in order to access a steam pipe that led them to freedom. Their assignments on the honor block also allowed them to wear and to keep regular sort of street clothing rather than the prison uniforms. And this person briefed on the case but not authorized to comment publicly said the green prison uniforms were found in the sewer pipe that the men used to climb out of the manhole cover about a block away from the prison. Meanwhile, a female civilian employee identified as Joyce Mitchell, who worked in the prison tailor shop with these men for several years, is the focus of a probe and may have had a personal relationship with one of the inmates, according to our sources. Police said that the woman is being questioned by state police about whether she brought any items, possibly even tools, into the prison for Matt and Sweat. And there's other investigations continuing looking into the possibility that someone might have been waiting to pick them up outside the manhole, and that might have gone south, and authorities are continuing to investigate several angles on this. And just like everybody else, we're watching it closely, and we'll have updates daily during the day on TimesUnion.com.
Same applies here at WAMC.org. Always watching the news is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. And Mike, we thank you for joining us as usual.
Thank you, David.